This is quite a new product to the market, so not everyone knows what it is yet. Can you tell us, just first of all, actually what the product is?
The Swegway with the Evolution board is, it's also known as a hoverboard or a self-balance board or smart balance board. It's effectively, it's two wheels with a platform in the middle that you stand on. It's like a Segway, but without the handlebars, and you stand on. And it takes you up to 10 kilometres per hour, and they're great fun.
There's been a bit of press recently about the fact that some of the boards have faulty electrical equipment or they're not properly tested. Do you know much about that? Have you heard much about that?
Yeah, there's loads of products at the moment. They're getting detained either at the airports or at ports. And there's quite a few factors that's playing parts in this. Firstly, it's coming down to the plugs. The plugs that are being supplied with lots of the brands coming to the UK aren't the proper dimensions. So a plug is supposed to be a BS1363. Also, a plug is supposed to have a fuse. And also, in the case with the plugs for the Evolution board, the earth pin is supposed to be a solid metal pin. Now, a lot of the plugs coming in don't have a fuse. They're the wrong dimensions. They're only 0.4 millimetres from the edge. And also, the earth pin is half plastic and half metal. So there's three factors, you know, that are involved with the plug. There's also then the cable that comes from the plug. It's supposed to be 2 × 0.75 mm², but actually when you measure them, they're a lot thinner. So this is also a fire hazard. And there's other companies as well, when they're importing the products, the adapters haven't been tested. So down south, there's been a number of fires, and this is because they've had faulty plugs and they've had faulty adapters as well, which has then meant the battery, which is the lithium battery, just starts to go into a meltdown, and that's what's caused fires.
Do you know the kind of percentages of the number of boards that are coming into the UK that aren't safe and shouldn't be on sale?
I couldn't tell you the by percentage terms, because I don't know. All I know is that for like the Evolution board, for example, they've been through the five different tests. So they've used a company, SGS, which is a global testing lab. They've been used over in the UK and also over in China. And the parts that they've checked is the plug, the cable, the adapter, the battery as well, and the board. Now, a lot of the companies that are selling the products won't have the test certificates or the test results on either of those components. So I can't give you a percentage term, but there's a lot. It's the websites you've got to look out for that are sort of here today, gone tomorrow. When you're buying from them, if they haven't got a telephone number, just don't buy from them. Small market traders as well, you need to make sure that everybody has the certificates. If they don't, then I'd stay clear for safety reasons.
And there's even been some sort of larger distributors that have had to recall products.
Yep.
What advice would you give to someone who's maybe thinking about purchasing one of these?
I think if you're going to purchase one of these products, contact the retailer and make sure that they've got the EC declaration of conformity, that whoever they've bought it from has actually got the CE marking and they've declared this product safe. And make sure they've got the test results. If they haven't got the test results on any of the five components, you need to ask yourself, why haven't they got these? And stay clear. The prices differ a lot, from anywhere from £200 going up to £600. And the whole thing, you know, you get what you pay for. So I wouldn't go really budget.
And the other thing about this is, some people are saying that, you know, even the ones that are safe, they're not necessarily safe for children. What would you say about that?
The Evolution board and all the other hoverboards are not for children. So legally, they can only be sold to a person of 14 years and upwards. We sell ours to age 16 and above. And also, the weight limit for our product is from 50 to 100 kgs. Now, some of the brands out in the marketplace are selling the product for weight limits of 20 kgs and upwards, which is about 3 stone. And you don't get any adults that are weighing 3 stone. And they're also selling it for people aged 10 and above. The thing is, with how the law is, because the battery is a 36 volt battery, that is too powerful for a children's toy. A child's toy needs to be of 24 volts or below. And for this product, it would have to go through other tests and there'd be other certificates are needed. So anyone that's selling this product for a child is also breaking the law, because it has to be 14 and above.
And why is it that the weight limits are quite high? Is it dangerous for a child to be on something like that?
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's the product's far too fast. So with the product itself, it can only be sold to an adult. It has got to be used on private property. And also you must wear a helmet, elbow pads, wrist guards, knee pads. And a child is just too fast and too powerful for a child. It's not safe.